Students in the Inland Northwest this week joined growing anti-war protests at schools across the country. And WPB's Rachel Sun reports.
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry! Palestine will never die!
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry!
Palestine will never die!
Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry!
Palestine will never die!
Young adults at Washington State University and the University of Idaho this week joined growing national protests across the country calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They're also calling for their universities to divest from corporations with financial ties to Israel. Over 34,000 Palestinians have been killed, including over 14,000 children, according to a CNN report. Connor Luce is a first-year mechanical engineering student at WSU who helped organize his campus protest. He says calls for divestment are modeled after similar resolutions many universities adopted in the 1980s, targeting apartheid South Africa.
Their money is still being invested in companies that are actively perpetrating, actively facilitating the ongoing genocide and apartheid in Palestine, and they've not done a damn thing.
Students are also calling out their representatives. One U of I student who declined to share his name criticized U.S. Senator Jim Risch for voting against a ceasefire and blocking $75 million in food aid for Palestinians. That student led a chant joined by a few dozen protesters.
Jim Risch, where's your heart?
Jim Risch, where's your heart?
How many Gazans did you starve? From Palestine to the Philippines. And the U.S. war machine. Free Palestine.
Fourth-year WSU architecture student Justin Vo says he felt compelled to protest because of his family's experience during the Vietnam War.
My family have been suffering from that war for so long, and it has been curing a sense of humanity in me and a recognition on why America should never repeat such a tremendous mistake like that.
Sullivan Abrams is a freshman political science major at WSU. He came to the protest with a sign that said, "Never again for anyone."
I'm Jewish. I have been raised with a lot of, you know, a talk about genocide and human rights and right and wrong. And I think that it's especially important to show up for Palestinians and the genocide that is going on in Gaza.
Abrams says although there's been an increase in anti-Semitism, he doesn't think it's a result of pro-Palestinian protests.
There's people I know in my community that seem to see the younger generation coming together for Palestine as some sort of like massive uptick in anti-Semitism. And while there has been that, I think that correlating the two is dangerous for anybody involved.
Arabella Laris is a 20-year-old WSU sophomore. She says she's been using her social media to help fundraise for people living in Gaza.
They are just 19 years old or younger than that. And that feels me so bad, like when I'm just here studying and enjoying my life and other side of the world, my peers are suffering from daily basis things. They don't have food, they don't have anything for breakfast, and basically they have nothing.
Roughly 85 to 100 people joined the protest at WSU and several dozen at the U of I. No counter-protesters showed up to either. In Pullman, Washington, I'm Rachel Sun.